Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today we're going to hear an interview from stock car driver Kevin Opheim. We're also going to hear from John McCorkle from Fairmont Raceway, Tom Wagaman from Ogilvy Raceway, and a little more from our friend Speed at Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty. Our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvy Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Extreme!
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be at the race shop of Kevin Opheim. And Kevin, I've wanted to talk to you for years. You're a hard guy to track down and a busy guy. I do have to bring up right off the bat, the first time I met you in person was at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona. I was down in the pits and I saw your car and crew. And when I approached and I asked which one of you three is Kevin, the response I got is, who wants to know? I knew right away from the start that you were going to be an interesting guy to talk to.
Well, it's all about having fun, you know, so you got to always make it interesting.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona. Now, there's a track that has been through some transition, having to switch to Thursday night, but I think the crew that they have is really passionate about racing. What is that place like to race, especially in a stock car?
It's one of the better tracks around right now. It's got the best quality dirt on it. You've got a bunch of guys that care about racing. Ron Reefer and the guys on the fair board over there are trying to make the thing work. So they're putting a lot of energy and time into that place and building new catwalks and VIP booths and that kind of stuff. So they got it figured out. They know what they're doing, and they work on that track and make sure the track is in good shape for us racers. And when the track is good, the racers come, and so do the fans. So that's a good deal over there.
Where did you get the idea of building a two-seater stock car? How did that come about?
Well, I didn't know that Rich Lewerke had did it at one point, but I went out to Las Vegas and went out there and did the Petty ride-along experience. And the G-forces and what them guys go through on that racetrack out there just made me think, wow, I have all new respect for these guys and the NASCAR part of it. The G-forces they put up with, the shape that they have to be in to drive them cars. And I came back and I had this old car that I had built in 98. And I said, you know what? I says, I talked to a couple of the promoters around here and said, hey, if I would put a two-seat car together, would you guys mind if I come back and give to the fans this experience of riding along with us and seeing what we go through? And, of course, they agreed, and they said, yeah, bring it out. We'll try it out. And ever since then, everybody's been either loving or hating it. They think I have an advantage in that car, but when you've got two people in there and it's totally set up different, then it kind of screws me up going out there once in a while, you know, driving that car and then getting into the regular car. But giving back to these people, they get in there and see what we go through, just like I did out in Vegas. It's unbelievable. So some people get out scared, some people get out smiling and can't wait till the next time they get to get in the car. But that's where it all originated from.
When the fans buy a ticket for the two-seater ride with you, they definitely get their money's worth. I don't know if my heart could take it, because I don't know if you'll admit to this, but we were sitting down by turn four last year, and you were running in front of the feature, and you came in and you started to fishtail a little bit down the front, and I swear you were going to lose it right in front of the pack.
In that car, I really set it sideways and really get them, you know, to enjoy the ride. I tell them to tap me on the arm if they get scared or anything like that, but if they're loving it and screaming, you know, want me to go faster, I give them a heck of a ride and do that sideways stuff and just make it interesting for them. So it's a good time.
We were at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa for the season opener. You were the typical pedal-to-the-metal self that night, even in hot laps. What is it like to lead a full field of snarling stock cars into turn one in the feature? That must be an incredible feeling.
Actually, I do not like being in the lead early on. Starting on the pole bothers me because you never know where you're going to be on the racetrack and you're not adjusting to faster and better lines. So just like any other thing, you got to get used to the track, try to present yourself out there trying to get everything in line. But if you're out in the lead, if you're leading for a few laps, you don't change your line or you don't adjust to anything. So it's one heck of a feeling to be out in the front and that kind of thing. But only that last lap counts, you know.
What is the story behind the black sawtooth fish emblem that you and George Gilland run on the side of your cars? That is an old U-boat logo from World War II.
Actually, it is Mark Zerbel, Z-Man Guttering out of Ventura. He came up with that logo years ago, evidently. It's his little signature deal for his company. And he came over one day and wanted to put a fish on the car. And I looked at that logo and I thought, why just the fish? But he didn't want his Z-Man Guttering on there or nothing like that. So he put the fish on. He put it on my trailer. And he's a really good sponsor. He rides along with us to Boone every week and can't thank him enough for being out there. But that's where it came from. I had no idea about the U-boats or anything like that, but I'm going to check in with him and find out if that's where he got it.
You also run your own business, KO Construction, in Mason City, Iowa. You put in a lot of hours between racing and work, and also, as you were saying, you do a lot of masonry work, and that is not an easy job.
No, but I've done it for years. Actually, this race car takes up most of my time now. That's the job. We run three nights a week. I've been doing it for 28 years now, three and four nights a week. So basically, racing's my job, and the construction part is my hobby. and a lot of people would verify that if you would ask them.
One thing cool, wherever we go, we run into Kevin Opheim fans in the stands. And we were talking to a pair in the stands, and they told me, you're the type of guy that's not afraid to just throw the helmet bag in the hauler, load up the car, and take off and go somewhere and have fun and race. What is the longest tow you've ever made going to a track?
Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Went out there when they used to run stock cars out there. It's called the Duel in the Desert. They started running stock cars, went out there for 3-4 years. So that's the farthest I've been. Went down to Texas for the Frostbuster down there. I think it's Abilene, Texas or something like that. We pulled down there a couple of times. Other than that, just right here around town, right around this area of Iowa, Minnesota. But Vegas is the farthest one, and we had a blast.
And I was impressed when I pulled in here to your shop. The track's literally right down the street.
Mason City Motor Speedway, yes. Never missed a night there for 21 years. And now that everything's changed over and revamped and that kind of thing, I don't race there anymore. It's USRA, which is a bunch of good guys. IMCA is where I'm at. So it's kind of sad that I don't race there, but now it's pretty much closed. They don't have anything going on. Todd Staley's supposed to get it revamped and redone, but we're having a meeting tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, Wednesday night, to see what's going to happen out here. So evidently Todd is dragging his feet and they might go a different direction. So we'll see what happens.
The word I was hearing was they were going to take it from the large track to a 3/10 mile, and it was supposed to open up possibly late summer by August 11th for the USMTS first show.
If you know racing and what it takes to redo a track, it's not going to happen, people. It's not going to happen this year. They're either going to have to put dirt and get a good surface on what they have. I just don't think cost-wise it's feasible for what they want to do out here.
Larry Portis has retired from racing, but you two had some epic battles in stock cars. And one thing about Larry and your style, when I think back to him racing, it was kind of similar. He was front end up off the ground and foot on the floor.
Oh, yeah, he's a real good competitor. Everybody think that we had a big rival going on. We didn't like each other, that kind of thing, but it's just totally the opposite. Me and him, he'd call me on Monday morning after the races, or I would get a hold of him and say, hey, you know, this happened, why did this happen, you know, that kind of stuff. So everybody thought we were fierce competitors, but we were really good friends, and racing was just something for us to brag about each week on who beat who. So it was a good time. I still wish he was out here, like Craig Gray, wish he was still out here too, but money, time, Craig's got a back injury, that kind of thing, so it's kind of sad. All them guys that I used to bend fenders with are a thing of the past, but I'm still going. We'll see how many more years I can keep it up, but we're going to keep going as long as we can.
I know I've told fans this story on a show before, but one of my first trips to Mason City, I was down underneath the grandstand grabbing popcorn or something, and I was trying to get back to my seat for the start of the stock car feature, and they dropped the green flag. And if you've ever been down close to that fence when the pack of stock cars goes by, man, you guys are moving on a big track.
Yeah, it's one of the fastest tracks around. Mesa City is a good time. We just hope we can do something with that racing surface and get everybody back. We'll just have to see what happens. But yeah, it's one of the faster tracks, and you got to hold on to your seat and be prepared for what comes next.
Was the 2007 racing season one of the highlight seasons of your whole career?
97 Hobby Stock National Champ, 07 Super Nationals Champ. Got a couple hundred wins underneath my belt as far as stock cars go. Here a couple 3 years ago, I got my 100th IMCA win in a stock car. So yeah, 07 and 97 were some pretty good years.
I took a couple pictures of your old car sitting under a pile of stuff in the back of the shop. How many feature wins do you think you have on that particular car? Because that was a good one.
Most of them 200 wins are with that car, and it's sad to see it sitting there, but we finally pulled out the new car and we're trying to get that one figured out. It's almost there. We're starting to go forward with it. So if it doesn't happen in the next couple of weeks, old Christine's going to rebend her fenders and she's going to come back out and we'll see what she can do again.
Mentioning being not happy with the new car, what does that mean? Is that the handling? Is that the seat of the pants feel, or is that power?
It's all about the shock, spring, setup. All that stuff is so new these days. It's not like before you put on some $50 shocks and a couple of adjustments here in the weight jacks. And now it's all completely different, completely different. We're driving off our shocks now instead of the springs and that kind of stuff. So the shocks have a really big thing to do with setup and forward bite and cornering and all that stuff. So it's a whole new ball game, and I'm trying to learn it, trying to figure it out. These guys are spending $20,000-$30,000 on their vehicles. I build them myself. I put them together. The only thing I don't do is the transmissions. Everything else I do myself. And for me to go out there and compete with these $20,000 and $30,000 cars, this is where I've been all my life, my career of racing. Figure it out myself, do what I can, try to keep up. I'm not going to spend the kind of money these guys are to win $300, $400, or $500 to win a night. I'm just going to run what I got. If I can compete, I'll keep doing it. And when it gets to the point where I can't keep up, then it's time to throw in the towel.
We seen you at Boone on the Frostbuster April 6th. Not a great way to start the season for you.
No, it was bad down there. This whole year so far has been kind of frustrating. I'm getting wrecked, tore up, hitting the walls, hit the guardrail in Algona. Things happen. Sometimes the years are like that. No matter what you do, things go wrong, something breaks. So, like I say, we're trying to get this new car figured out, dialed in to make it go forward, and hopefully the year turns around and we can maybe win a couple this year.
It's really great to see the renewed interest in stock cars when guys like Patrick Graham and Kelly Shryock are racing stock cars and they're doing it regularly and they're enjoying it. It shows how cool this class is.
Stock cars are where it's at. Everybody wonders why I don't go to a modified and that kind of stuff. Don't want to spend that kind of money, for one, to go to a modified. Stock cars, everybody comes to watch the stock cars. And as long as I'm competitive and keeping up with these guys, like I say, I'm going to keep doing it. It's cool that Kelly and even Ricky Thornton and a few of the other guys got a stock car out there having a good time trying to compete with us, which I don't think they have a problem at all. It's just going to be cool to see more stock car guys come. I hope some of the B-mods and the hobby stocks come to stock cars instead of going up to the modified class. Like I say, it's the class too tough to tame, like they say, but they're taming us. They're getting us down there to where they're taming us, but what a show we put on. And that's what I love to do. I love to put a show on for the fans, win, lose, wreck, whatever. I'm going to have a smile on my face because I'm doing what I love to do.
I'll tell anybody, hands down, we were at over 40 racing events last year. Number one race of the entire season, Kossuth County Speedway stock car race. Watching Heath Tulp, who was running in third, make a complete left turn between turn three and four, come down the embankment, splash water all over in the infield, and take the two front cars going down the front stretch with the whole grandstand on its feet. And after the race, he came down and spun 360s down the front stretch, because he knew exactly what he did.
That was an awesome race. What a heck of a move that guy made. Hats off to him, Eddie. What a heck of a move. I'll never forget that because it happened right in front of me. So what a race that was.
Goals for 2019. Obviously, get that new car working better, number one.
Yes, otherwise the old one's coming back out. Right now the goal is maybe just win a feature. And I'm so used to winning all the time that it's going to be exciting to win a feature in this new car. So we'll see what happens. I'm running against a lot of money and a lot of talent. So we'll see if this old guy with the $5,000 car can do it.
Will we see you in September at Deer Creek Speedway for the Ironman Stock Car Shootout? Are you able to set up and run those rules?
No, I won't do that. Like I say, I'm IMCA strictly. USRA, a bunch of good guys. Staley and them guys are putting on a heck of a show for everybody, too. But there again, the money situation and the competition is just a little too steep for me. So I'll go do an IMCA race or go watch that.
Kevin, as I said when we got down here to your shop, I've been waiting for this interview for 2 years. Tried for 1 year by phone. Met you last year down in the pits. I finally tracked you down by showing up at your shop, and it was definitely worth the wait. You are a very interesting guy. Absolute blast to watch on the racetrack, and thank you so much for taking the time and telling some really cool stories.
Well, I appreciate that. I just don't like these interview things. I like to show off out there in the racetrack and talk to the fans afterwards. But thank you for being persistent and making sure I did this. I enjoy it when it's happening, but just like racing, I enjoy it when it's happening. So thank you for coming and making me do this. And hopefully all my fans will come out and see me wherever I'm at. And I'll go on Thursdays, Friday in Brit, and I'm running Boone every Saturday. So hope to see you guys out there.
Thanks for a great night.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Rhino Ag is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit rhinoag.com to find a dealer near you. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at jimmyowens20.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Welcome back to a special segment here on A Dirt Show, and I am joined by John McCorkle from Fairmont Raceway. And John, there really is no off-season in racing. You are busy all the time, and I do want to say thank you from all of the drivers and fans for your Fairmont Raceway reunion and fundraiser back in February. What a blast to see all of the old drivers get some recognition and also just have a great time raising some money for the track.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, things really came together for that and had a lot of people step up. You know, Irv Johnson, kind of a longtime track worker in the Hall of Fame over here, really stepped up and really helped to make that thing the success it was. You know, we had a lot of businesses step up and everything just came together, and it really kind of showed the support that the Fairmont Raceway has both in the community from the racers, the race fans, and the businesses. And I'm just kind of the guy in charge, lucky enough to have a lot of help to get all the things done.
The season opener is right around the corner, Saturday, May 25th. Salute to Veterans Night, and it's going to be a great way to kick it off on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, the Salute to Veterans thing is something I did when we were over in Jackson. when I ran that track, and we just want to honor the veterans and give them a free night to come and watch the racing on us. One thing I will mention with that night is we do have that slated to be the opener for the go-kart track. Stay tuned to our Facebook page and FairmontRaceway.com as we're still working on the go-kart track, and we'll see if everything comes together for that opener. We definitely are racing go-karts, possibly not on May 25th, though.
I know Winarka Excavating and Repair has been a big part of that.
Yeah, Brian has certainly shown a bunch of interest, and the cart idea is something that I had for quite a while, going back to when I ran the Jackson Speedway, and part of the move to Saturday night was cart-related, as what my vision there is to build a really fun go-kart track, run the go-kart races right before our big races. That way, if racers have a kid that maybe wants to get into it, they can kill two birds with one stone, have the kid race in the afternoon, the mom or dad race in the evening, but also wanted to get more kids into racing and kind of build up the next generation of race car drivers.
They are the future, aren't they, John?
Yeah, no doubt about it, and hard to put numbers on exactly what we might be looking at, but I can tell you that there's been a lot more people calling with questions on go-karts than the big cars. Now, that doesn't mean that I think we're going to be really strong on the big track, too, and you know, a lot of the racers there I've known for many years, and they kind of know what to expect from me and what kind of a racetrack we're hoping to be able to prepare for them, but lots and lots of interest on the karts.
Another event on the schedule that's very intriguing to me, Saturday night, June 15th, Hall of Fame night. Great way to honor the legends from the track, plus vintage cars that night.
We're taking a chance there. We're moving Hall of Fame. The years that they have had the Hall of Fame, it's been in conjunction with the Martin County Fair, which Martin County's got just a fabulous fair. But this year, I wanted to try to change things up a little bit and talk with the Hall of Fame committee. We decided we wanted to do it earlier in the year, and we have got a stellar group of Hall of Fame inductees this year, and I'm going from memory, so hopefully I'll be able to remember them all. Denny Anderson, longtime A-modified driver. Doug Jenkins, longtime hobby stock and stock car driver. Dwayne Hansen, longtime A-mod driver as well. And then Gary Sill, racer from back in the 70s from Fairmont, Minnesota. And also Pat Curry, a racer from back in that 60s and 70s era. And last but not least, Bill Dickman, who's been a motor builder and has kept many, many guys going faster on the big half mile here at Fairmont Raceway.
Wednesday night, August 7th, the Bob Schryock Memorial plus Dirt Nights will be on hand, so that will be exciting for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Very, very pleased with the way that things have come together. One of the things that I set out to do is to get the Bob Schryock Memorial back up and running at Fairmont Raceway, as it's kind of been absent for a few years. And as you know from the racing reunion, Bob was one of the drivers of the decade at Fairmont Raceway from the 1970s. And talking with Kelly, who of course is really into the A-mod racing, he was all for getting a big race put together at Fairmont Raceway. And that date, were Wednesday, August 7th, right in between the Harris Clash over at Deer Creek, and then the drivers can drive right down the interstate for the Schryock Memorial. And then after that is the Night of 1,000 Stars, which is actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday racing down at Britt, Iowa. And with that being said, we're kind of working with the area tracks here. We're taking that Saturday off for Britt to race, and we kind of traded them for the Friday, August 16th race of our fair. And to try to work with everybody, we're also taking the Saturday before that off. That's Algona's fair race down at the Kossuth County Fair, and they're putting together a big Saturday night race there. So I'm really trying to get coordinated with other tracks, working our special events in, and couldn't be happier to try to work with everybody so that we can get our special events in and maximize car counts.
John, race history is very important to you, just like for myself, and these fair races are so special. You think about the ones we've lost, Moore County and Austin. Freeborn County and Albert Lee used to have fair races, Olmsted County and Rochester, Steele County Fairgrounds in Owatonna, Dodge County Fairgrounds in Casson, Minnesota. All of those no longer have the fair races, and they are a special night to be able to bring your kids to the fair and then go to the races.
No doubt about it. And Martin County just a beautiful fair over here. The fair board members work really hard with all the 4-H kids, and one of the best midways that you'll see at a county fair. And with the fair being such a big event, I thought it would be fitting to try to get something special going on that night. And on that night, we're bringing in the Tri-State Late Models, which are based out of Sioux Falls, but they're able to pull in cars with a nice rule package. They pull in some Minnesota cars. Just a good series that is a good fit for what we've got going. And I can tell you, last year, when they first caught my eye over at Jackson, they had them for their fair race over there, and they pulled in 27 of them. So I'm not saying we're going to for sure get something like that, but they've got 20-plus guys that follow just their series, including we've got a driver, Luke Sadoff, from nearby Jackson that has got a late model put together. So adding that, going to run all the classes with it, which is a little bit of a stretch, but I ran a sprint car race for their fair race over here a couple years ago, and we were able to pull it off with getting done nice and early. And I think with the late model guys, she'll be able to do the same thing, but it's going to be a beautiful night. Now, that, we want to point out, is back on our Friday night, as the fair board already had some big concerts scheduled for Saturday, and they wanted to keep on Friday. So we've worked with Jackson Motorplex, and we flopped nights with them. Also not going to run track points on that night, and we worked that out with Slayton, Minnesota, where we're on that Friday night, so they're not going to be running for points, and we're not going to be running for points. So if guys that are from a different area need to make commitments for sponsors or that kind of thing, they can do it without getting knocked out of a point battle. So lots of collaboration, but looks like this year's fair race should be just as big as ever.
The season-ending event, September 27th and September 28th, a two-night IMCA Fairmont Nationals event. That looks really cool.
For years, we worked hard over at Jackson to build up a fall event and really had that going well over there, and kind of got Todd and Doug's blessing to move that over to Fairmont. And, you know, the last 3 years that I was running Jackson, I think our car counts went something like 180, 209, 185. So we really, in the past, have been able to really pull some significant car counts for that event. Of course, there'll be some good money on the line. With the way things work for me, a lot of people are questioning why we were waiting until May 25th to open. Well, my day job kind of takes up some time, and I've really had some good luck in the fall with building up some specials. So I prefer the fall races over the spring races. And I was just talking to a guy today that was saying how everybody's forgot how to prep tracks, and every track he's been on has been super rough. And I just kind of smiled inside and thought, you know, it's not that these tracks have forgot how to prep tracks. It's just a wet spring. But it seems like anymore, every spring is really wet and hard to get these racetracks hammered in. So I prefer to hit it hard in the summertime and do a fall special or two, and hoping to build the Fairmont IMCA Nationals into something really big.
John, what can fans expect to see at Fairmont Raceway on a regular night of racing?
Well, we've got a deal put together where we've got just about a memorial race or something special on every night. What I'm envisioning is nice side-by-side racing, but a lot of good equipment, and we're going to work hard on trying to make sure we have a multi-groove racetrack, both on the go-kart track and on the big track. And I want them to see a well-run program that's done before 10 o'clock. And we're bringing back some of our famous items from Jackson in the concession stand, which my wife, I won't say, is happily going to be a part of, but she's going to be a part of it. One thing that most of the racers are asking me is, please tell me you're bringing back the chili cheese fries. And we are absolutely bringing back the good old chili cheese fries we had over at Jackson and still have at Jackson.
If they'd like to find out more about the racetrack or ticket information, what's the best way to do that, John?
Well, our website is fairmontraceway.com. Now, hopefully by the time this airs, that'll be back up and running. We did a complete makeover as we're working with MyRacePass, and going to have live scoring through MyRacePass. So all the latest information will be on there. Of course, our Facebook page is great for finding out all the latest information as well.
John, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show, and we'll talk to you later in the season.
All right, thank you very much.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family's been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time. And then when Ben started the Walk Performance Filtration System. We definitely had to try it, and we've had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year, so we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you used the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But it's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for ordinary race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see Arrow RacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry, so what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a great day when I'm joined by Tom Wagaman from Ogilvie Raceway. Tom, what an outstanding facility you have, and as we're talking right now during the day, you'll be racing tonight, Saturday, May 18th, Armed Forces Night. What a great way to honor people who have served our country.
Yeah. They've done everything they can for us, and I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't say that the Armed Forces gentlemen and ladies don't deserve to get in free or don't deserve to get a door opened or every once in a while a cocktail pot for them. So we love them and love to honor them.
If a fan has not been to Ogilvie Raceway before, what will they see for classes on a regular night of racing at your track?
Regular night, we run six classes. We run the Hornets, the Mod 4s. We run Supers, Streeters, Modifieds, and B-Mods. And occasionally we're able to get the late models out there also. We also have the Challenge Series from Lesota coming this year.
Memorial Day weekend, Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, Sunday the 26th, Minnesota Modified Nationals. And this is a great chance for people who are heading up north to go to the cabin, do some fishing, also take in three great days of racing.
Obviously, it's a good fishery up there, Mille Lacs, and there's a lot of other lakes right around us, but we're only half an hour from Mille Lacs, and we enjoy and work with some of the local resorts up there, so they'll send some people down. We try to send people up, so it should be a good weekend. And Chris Stephan, and I'm assuming most of the people know him, he does put on a heck of a show. We enjoy it. Friday night, we have a little practice and party, and then the next day, it's time to get serious.
You also mentioned that you mix things up a little bit, and there's something for every fan out there. Saturday, June 22nd, Midwest Series Sprint Cars are going to be on hand. And if you haven't seen Sprint Cars on Ogilvie, they lay down some fast lap times.
Yep, when the Sprint Cars come, the guys are fast, fun to watch. It's a completely different crowd, which is hard to believe because you watch dirt on a weekly basis and you go to different places, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, the Sprint Cars are here, and you know it. And I don't mean that in a negative or positive way. It's just a different crowd. It's fun to watch, and it's nice to have other people visit our place.
Saturday, July 13th, World of Outlaw Late Models, plus a Super Stock special, and
I have to say, super stocks on your track are amazing. You get some of the most talented super stock drivers in the entire region, and they are fun to watch.
Yeah, we're going with Fenders that night. It should be fun. We like that. Yeah, there's no doubt. I don't even want to get into all the names of the super stock guys that we have there, because they are good, and I don't want to offend anybody. Well, I could offend Sabraski, I suppose. So Dave Moss is there weekly. Sabraski's there weekly. There's a bunch of guys, and they're all great drivers. It's very fun to watch at our track, because we like to get her dry slick, and we'd like to every once in a while have it a little heavy, so we can let some people that love the heavy race in the heavy, and let the people that love to be in the dry slick race in the dry slick. So it should be fun.
And you only have a few opportunities to see the world of outlaw late models in our region during the summertime, so why not go to Ogilvy Raceway, right?
Absolutely. I'm partial, obviously, but I love our place. I love our inside bar. I love our decks. The inside and outside suites are beautiful, and I think our employees, I don't know why they're good, but they are. They're good to us, and they're good to our fans and drivers, so we enjoy it.
August 10th, you got one of the USMTS stops on their series tour, and these are the best modifieds in the country, but they're also going against your best modified drivers.
Yeah, every once in a while we're able to take it to them. Our locals have a good chance against them. We've shown that. We beat them in some pretty big events. Shane Sabraski took it to them. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, but shoot, it was fun to watch. And our locals are right up there competing, and they are the best, no doubt about it. But hats off to Staley for allowing the different tracks to figure out how we can each run our different tires and our different rules, and we can make it competitive for each sanction. And we can have a heck of a night of racing, let people come out and watch people they don't get to watch every day, and also watch their guys that they do get to watch every week compete with them and actually compete.
Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, the Harvest Cup Special, two nights in a row, so this is going to bring more cars to the area to race, and you also get to see the Wasota Late Model Series both nights.
Yeah, it should be extremely fun. The late model guys, I think they like racing our track as much as I like watching them, or we like watching them. It will be fun. They do a great job. Don Shaw kind of stepped up this year, Shaw Truck, and said, hey, let's get something bigger going. This seems like a good idea. So we're going to do a two-day event towards the end of their series, obviously. It should be extremely fun. So I don't know if we're going to have a live band out there, too, I hope. And if anybody comes up, you will enjoy yourself. I'll guarantee you that. Late Models put on a heck of a show at our place.
In October, you've got two of the best events on your schedule. Thursday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 5th. Three nights of the Fall Classic, and what's really cool about those fall specials is, you know, it's one of the last events you're going to get to see all your racing friends until spring, but then also the points are up for grabs yet, and you're going to see some of those guys show up to get some more points.
Oh, it's a show that we've always wanted to have out there, and we've been lucky enough to have it there for the last few years here. We absolutely packed the place. The amount of cars that show up and drivers that come up and get to park back in the grass, we park them everywhere. And it's fun to watch that many people and a task to get that many cars through the night. But boy, do people enjoy it, and boy, do I enjoy it. I'm glad that he brings it out to us every year. It'll be fantastic again this year. I know it will be.
Tom, Friday night, October 18th, Saturday, October 19th, the Topless Nationals. If fans out there listening have never been to this event, you need to get there, because when those cars are rolling around the track and you have all of them out there at once with their tops off and the fireworks are going off in the infield and the rumble and people taking pictures, if you've never seen super stocks and modifieds with their roofs off, this is a cool event.
Oh, it's our baby. I mean, we enjoy the heck out of it. We're able to give a lot back to breast cancer awareness that week. The amount of cars we get it's insane. And the guys give it their all, because it's the end of the year. There's nothing left. Nobody's worried about saving anything, I'll tell you that. They're out there digging, and they're out there trying to get that trophy. It's fun. I think last year we had 79 B-Mods, if I remember right. It was our biggest B-Mod field of the year. And boy, did they put on a show. All of them put on a show, but it's fantastic. And yeah, we do put on a heck of a firework deal.
One thing that you also do very well is promote the future drivers in your go-kart racing at Ogilvy Raceway.
We start in June. We start June 6th this year. We go all the way through August 29th. So the go-kart deal is not only good just for the kids to get out there, but the parents. It's fun to watch drivers like Buzzy Adams come up and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much fun, maybe how much more fun I have watching my kids than I do racing myself. To watch the future come through and listen to some of the parents, whether they're a single mom, we have single moms there with their kids, then we got a single dad there with their kid, and just great families, because it is the best family atmosphere there is racing. And to watch them kids smile and give their speeches at the end of their banquet, unbelievable. The little kids at the banquet is the best part of the whole season.
Tom, if they would like to find out more about Ogilvy Raceway or possible directions if they're coming up and fishing and want to head over to the track, what's the best way to do that?
Just go straight to ogilvyraceway.com. All our contact information's on there. There's nice maps there. There's different locations that you can go to. We have a great campsite that's right there touching our facility. You call the track, too.
Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show. Can't wait to get up to Ogilvy Raceway. I know it's always going to be a good night.
Well, we try, and I appreciate you saying that, but it usually is a good night. Thanks.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pulse setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and off. Offering free estimates.
Napa know-how.
Right now at Napa, grab a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $28.99. It keeps out harmful sludge to help reduce wear on your engine, which is important if you like cars that, you know, run smoothly. So keep your engine healthy with Mobil 1, now just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at CookiesBBQ.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers. Heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at CookiesBBQ.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, I don't think there's a bad recipe that you've ever made, and one of them I spotted is this buffalo chicken dip. And when you are going to make that, you better make your largest mixing bowl full, because your buddies are going to go crazy when they see you eating this.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's a good way to really accumulate a lot of new friends real easy. Just throw a deep dish pie plate in the oven, but also I've already did it just on my grill, put it on the side where I've got indirect heat, and just throw it in one of those foil throwaway pans and just warm it through on that. But what you got here is buffalo chicken dip, and the recipe is also on our website, cookiesbbq.com. Just look up buffalo chicken dip, and it'll pop up there. Here's the ingredients. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese that you've let sit out for an hour or so to get soft. And then a half a cup of blue cheese salad dressing. 1/2 cup cookies, wings, and things hot sauce. 1/2 cup of crumbled blue cheese. 2 or 3 chicken breasts, you can dice them up. Or if you don't have that, you can just pick up a couple cans of that premium white chunk chicken breast in water and just drain the water off. And then stir that cream cheese together, and I throw it in a, you can do it in a little crock pot, or I do it in a 9-inch deep pie plate, but you can throw it in those aluminum foil throwaway pans and put it in there, and then with a fork or whisk, whip the cream cheese and the dressing and the cookie wings and things, hot sauce and cheese together, and then stir in the chicken. Bake it in a 350-degree oven or set it on the indirect heat side of your grill for about 20-30 minutes till the chicken mixture is hot and bubbling, and then just give it one good stir before you start letting people dig into it. And I tell you what, it's good with celery, it's good with carrots, good with townhouse crackers, Ritz crackers, you name it. It's just good with about anything. You know, if you want to have some nice soft French bread and dip in it, it's good. For these and other great recipes, just go to cookiesbbq.com, and it'll turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight. Just read those pages and then just kind of soak in all the knowledge.
Speed, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clay. See you, buddy.
When it comes to adventure, you always want more. And the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 is built to give you more. More power thanks to a 999cc engine. More performance from a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission with paddle shifters. And more fun with Honda's quick-flip seating system that lets you go from a 3-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin and check out the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see chrisstanglerscustoms.com.
It's spring planting season. The last thing you're thinking about is your grain dryer. Hi, this is Jamie with International Steel Erectors and NASCO Equipment. The time to get your legs and dryers serviced is now. Don't wait until you have semi-loads of harvested grain ready to process and find out your dryer won't turn on and your bearings need to be replaced. Placed in your leg. International Steel Erectors and NASCO offer a full grain system service from both locations in Owatonna and Fairmont. Call now at 507-451-3448 and don't wait until it's too late.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasoning.
Last Friday night, May 10th, they were racing at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin. The Dirt King late models were on hand, and in a 40-lap feature, Jake Timm, first time in a late model, takes a victory over Jimmy Mars in the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Dan Hoofden over Tyler Scroggie in the USRA Hobby Stocks, Jay Mensing wins over Chris Hoofden, and in the USRA Modified feature, Brad Waits over Lucas Schott. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, May 11th, in the B-Modifieds, Nick Kohler over Cole Shearing in the Street Stocks, Dustin Doty over Nicholas Schwabach in the Super Stocks, Jeff Brower over Neil Eckhart in the USRA B-Mods, Jim Chisholm over Ben Maudry, and in the USRA Modified A-Main, Jake Timm making it two features in two nights over Adam Hensel. It was also opening night at Viking Speedway in Alexandria last Saturday night, May 11th, in the Modified A-Main, Zach Johnson over Brady Gertis in the B-Modifieds, Brock Groenwald over Cody Lee in the Super Dirt Late Models, Bryce Sward over Dustin Bloom, and in the Super Stocks, Jeff Krause over Trevor Scherer. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota got their 39th season underway. In the IMCA Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst, the 75C, taking the checkered flag over Brad Becker. In the Sport Compacts, Alex Dostal over Marshall Robinson. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Eric Larson. In the Modifieds, Clint Hattelstead over Brandon Beckendorf. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt over Rodney Manthe. In the Sprint Cars, Billy Johnson over Trevor Serbus, and in the Stock Cars, Dan McInthune over David Moriarty. Granite City Speedway also got their season underway with a Sunday Mother's Day special in the 20-lap A-Modified feature, Shane Sabraski over Dan Ebert. In the B-Modifieds, Travis Schulte over Brandon Merworth. In the Mod 4s, Keith Thell over Dean Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Superstocks, Kevin Burdick over Shane Sabraski.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our Auto Clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.